now on the other side of this tape, I just had a wondering if what I'm doing is making these tapes bad. Is I run them off on this little tape that you see that I'm sending you, and I run it off on another bigger tape, and I wonder if they turn at the same speed. Someone told me one time that there was a difference, but I can't seem to visualize why there should be when the same wheel is turning. And I guess it doesn't bother anyway. Well, today we got in some couple of scooters. They're little scooters that, what kind are they? Vespas, they call them. And so I took one of them things and I turned my Scout in to the rest of the support section, and I'm learning to ride that scooter. Now, if I ever get hurt in Vietnam, it'll be because I fell off of that damn scooter. It probably won't be from no other cause. So if you're going to pray for my safety, you better start praying now that old Carly will hang on to that scooter, because I've just found out they're kind of touchy, but they're a lot of fun. And who knows, I might buy scooters instead of Cadillacs. Anyway, I got this thing and I watched a guy jump on one who'd never ridden one. The first thing he had it sitting on top of him. So I figured that there might be something tricky about it, since you have to run the clutch from your hand, and you have to run the gas and throttle from your hand, and they're kind of easy to steer, they're not much trouble, but you have to keep thinking about your clutch and your gas being in your hands instead of on your feet. So I've been practicing a little bit on the side, and I managed to get around in it all right. Truth is, I rode her home tonight, and after supper I took it out and rode around the block a little. Gets dark here now about 6 o'clock, so it was pretty dark when I rode it around a little while ago, and I kind of enjoyed it. I still gotta keep my eye on the road quite a bit and pay attention to what I'm doing, but I think I'm too cautious to get hurt much. It'll be somebody running into me, and boy, they're crazy enough, and these guys are riding these motorcycles and Hondas and these scooters and bicycles and the crazy nuts running up and down the streets and the Jeeps. That's what I think is going to get me before I'll be able to escape. Somebody will run over me. So if you're going to pray for my safety, better pray for my safety on that scooter. But I'll learn to run her pretty soon without too much trouble. And I'll have a lot of fun doing it. Well, let's see. I told you I'm going up to Da Nang. And I haven't told you yet. But I'm going to turn in my application for home leave before too long. Usually about 2 months before you leave. So I should have it in by the 20th of this month. I haven't written to cancel my Vietnamese trip yet. But our Vietnamese trip. I haven't written to cancel your housing out in Manila yet, but I'm going to do that tomorrow for sure. I can't hold off any longer. And let's see, what else have I got to do? Oh, I've got to couple of small things to do. I gotta write some instructions and I've gotta do some paperwork. But it doesn't have anything to do with you and I. It just has to do with this job I got. Things are looking up a little better than they were, and a couple of tapes that I sent you. But I can't complain too much. I'm eating high on the hog, and I should be doing a lot more than I am for the cause, which is the cause of our pacification of this country. But when you get involved in management and support, you have to kind of take care of the guys that's doing these things. It's not as exciting or as adventurous as it was before, but I guess I'm kind of resigned to the fact that I'll be doing just what the good Lord directs me to do, and I'll be trying to do it the best I can, because I know that's what makes me happy. And if I can do something that will benefit my organization and help my government, I'll be just as happy as if I had been the director of the whole program from the embassy, and I got all the accolades for such. Well, I guess by now the snow's about starting to fly pretty well at times, and it's getting down to freezing and below. Is it down around 30 yet? Let's see, this is still October, Indian summer. I guess it wouldn't be, it might get cold, but it won't get too cold yet, will it? I hope that you're feeling real well, honey, because you get these hot flashes, and Mom not there to take care of you kind of worries me a little bit. I thought you was over that hot flash age. I thought now all your flashes would be hot when you think of old Carly instead of getting these pulsations when I'm not there. That reminds me now, you better use that Exogeny or you're never going to make it. You got to get your heart pumping and the blood running through your body, and you get over those hot flashes. Although I don't know whether it does that or not. Every time I wash my teeth in the morning, I gargle Listerine after I do that, and I throw my head back and gargle that Listerine, and boy, I go into a tizzy. I have to hang on to the sink to keep from falling down. But I don't get no black spots in front of my eyes, and I don't get any of those dots running around like I have when I stoop over. I think that Exogeny is a pretty good thing. I'm going to recommend it again to you, so you better start using it. And don't let it slip by. Just make it a habit to do it sometime during the day. The best time for you is in the morning when you're getting up, or when you get ready just before you go to work. I got a birthday card from Lorraine, and she told me about her happy home and living up in Grass Valley. She sent me a picture of her trailer or camper, or mobile home rather, and got a little lean-to hooked on it. I guess that's where they put the car or sit in the shade. She said she's pretty well satisfied with where she lives. She said also that she sure loved me, and she prays for me every day and for my safety. I guess I better tell her about my scooter. Well, I hope she's happy. She's got a lot on the ball. She says that up there she's got her church work and other things to keep her contented. And I really hope she's happy. By George, I don't know about those other gals, those sisters of mine. They probably think about me a little bit. I guess maybe I ought to write them a letter, but oh well, they hear. So I guess, and I hear from you or from somebody occasionally, so I guess that kind of communication, we're just as satisfied as if we were talking to each other every day. I'm sure kind of satisfied with the way my happiness has turned out. As I get along a little older, I realize all the years are wasted to kind of fretting and worrying about things. But it takes a little age, I guess, before we quit that worrying and fretting about things. Also, I have some interesting discussions here occasionally with the boss. And we get kind of cozy once in a while. I was telling him the other day the difference between he and I was that I got cut my teeth training as an adolescent riding boxcars, and he kind of laughed at me. He says, all of us got our problems. And he said, your hardships are probably just part of the life that all of us go through. And maybe some of us have had more hardships than you've had. And he's absolutely right. We get to thinking about our own problems a little too much and sympathizing with ourselves and feeling sorry for ourselves. And I've preached against that, as you know, ever since I can remember, being one of the seven deadly sins. Selfishness and greed. Well, we try to overcome these as we go along, and sometimes we're successful, and a lot of times we slip and we fall and we go backward. Then we're inspired and we go ahead. That's what the book says in Psycho-Cybernetics. You set your goal and you're not always going to be the top of it. You're going to have problems, and you're going to fail in some places, and you're going to stay with it though, and if you're going to be successful about it. And that's the way that I'm looking at life mostly, and I'm mighty happy that I'm able to look at life with a fine wife like you to help me. I'm mighty happy that you and I have got so much to look forward to, in addition to the great happiness and joy that we've had and look back on. I guess if anyone has no complaints at all, it's you and I. You can look at your sister, and I can look at my sisters, and you can compare and see how pleasant it is to have somebody that you love very much and who returns that love the same and more. I guess poor Agnes should go back to work. She does have a lot to fret about, but I don't think Tommy will want her to go back to work. I don't think he wants her to meet the grind, probably. Although I think she enjoyed it more than she let on, because of the location and the type of work she did. Well, she's been happy, I suspect, in her married life and raising her kids. I'm surprised that the kids kind of, like Janny, certainly has faded away when she got away. Janny must live quite a life by herself. But she's like the naces, eh? She's got all that nace in her. Half a nace in her. Well, I think as this tape gets short, I better tell you that I love you very much, honey. Sorry that it's taken me so long to write you, to come back to you. But I'll get some stamps. I haven't got any yet, but I'll get some. And when I do, I'll send this tape. So remember how much I love you and how much I think of you. And I sure wish I had you here tonight to hold in my arms and to tell you in your ear, to whisper in your ear how much I love you. Tell all the folks I send my regards. Tell them I'll try and be home for Christmas so they can save all their presents and send them to my tree there at 3105 Moorhead. Tell Lou to keep up the good work. Tell him I can't do much to help him except take his tax money and spend it. Tell Charlie and his wife that I send my regards, and tell John and Lee. Tell my Uncle Bob and Aunt Stacia and the rest of my relatives that everything's going fine out here. The fall of the year here starts the wet year, and it'll be wet very shortly. So sayonara, baby. Take care of yourself. I think of you always. Tell my little dog to keep you warm at night on that bed. And Cindy, hello, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, baby. Come see Carly. Sit up there. Sit up. Sit up, Cindy. You be good now, Cindy dog, and you take care of that wife of mine. Because she's going to take care of you, or you're going to get out in that snow in that doghouse. And you know what it's going to be like out there. So you better be good to our Flossie, because she's so good to us. Goodbye, honey. Take care of yourself. Don't do any winter scooting around driving careless. Get those snow tires on. And don't be shoveling that walk too much unless you use that Exogeny so you won't be cracking your back like I did. Get the neighbor kid to come over and shovel the snow when it gets snowy. And you might get out there and walk that mile to school. That does you good if it isn't too late coming home. But anyway, stay healthy and stay happy, because I love you very much and I think of you all the time. And I hope that when we get together around Christmas time, we'll have the happiest and the merriest and the most glorious Christmas ever. And it'll just be another one in the many, many that you've given me in our life, in our married life. But this time we'll make it a little better, because we realize more and more what Christianity means to us, what the good Lord means to us, and how happy we're found happiness. The happiness we found has been through his direction and at the direction of God through the Bible. So take care, honey. And remember, I love you forever, and I think of you always and always. Okay, to finish off this tape, I want you to send me some tennis equipment.